The only place for sports talk in the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
I'm in my 20s, living reckless. So turn the hourglass over and let's wreck this. It's a brand new world, I got a brand new heart. And every day I make a brand new start. I'm in my 20s, not in a hurry. I got a bulletproof chest so you can hurt me. It's a brand new world, I got a brand new heart. And every
hour number three, out of bounds. William Quackenbush and Ben Milstead with you. I want to say thanks so much to our good friends at Toyota of Easley. I just appreciate, again, the takeover of that entire side of 123. I appreciate that because that means that I can trust whoever's in there. Toyota of Easley continues to expand and grow and expand and grow. This is great, great news. You can get, if you go to toyotaofeasley.com, you can see it right now. You can gear up for fall. 25% off all genuine Toyota parts, plus free ground shipping when you order online. That is great, great stuff. You can help start the process. You can start the process of buying your next Toyota online at toyotaofeasley.com. They have attractive payment plans. They've got attractive interest rates. They've also got a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Check them out, toyotaofeasley.com, or go by and see them. The personal touch of ownership and the sales staff and everybody else is just tremendous. At Toyota of Easley on Highway 123, the new car lot, the pre-owned car lot as well, 123, and the service department. That's Toyota of Easley, where their name means a great deal. It is time now for Will Vandevort, ClemsonInsider.com, the Believe Podcast Network, and at Steeler Will on Twitter. He joins us now. Willie V, what's up?
What's going on, Quack and Ben? How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. Are you excited to get up at crack of dawn again for a Tiger pregame show? How was that? By the way, how was that from Atlanta last week?
It wasn't too bad. I was already in my hotel room and was in my hotel room the night before. Obviously, went to bed around 11:30 or so. Got up at 5, so it wasn't too bad at all. Took a shower because I knew I was going to have to leave straight there to go to the stadium. And after the show, and so yeah, it wasn't bad at all, man. The only part bad about it was getting up at 5 a.m. But you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know with having a newborn.
You know what? This is pro tip: when you're in the hotel room, wake up at 5:55, crank that coffee, and connect that system. That makes Ben a little nervous, but I've done that before. I did that in the Bahamas that time for that 6 a.m. pregame show.
that's why Ben came to me. Ben, what was it? You said you came up to me in the press box, and you said everything went good, and you said you woke up at, 6:15? You're like, oh, my gosh, did he get everything okay?
Yeah, I was expecting a phone call, and I never got one.
Yeah, see, that's the way it's supposed to be, right, Ben? That's
the way it's supposed to be, yes.
Oh, man. All right, let's talk about Dabo's press conference yesterday. It was a lot. There was a lot going on there. A lot of people are talking about it today. What were your main takeaways from what we heard?
A lot of people have asked me about it. You know, Dabo, you know, he's – this is why I love covering Dabo, because Dabo's going to give us a lot of content, right? And just, you know, so my main takeaway is, you know, I think, you know, he's feeling a little bit frustrated himself about the results. I think he's disappointed, but, you know, he's got a job to do, right? I mean, he's got to not only coach this team, but he's got to make sure they're motivated each and every week. And in this day and age, in the NIL era, it's a little hard. So it's harder than it was just a few years ago. And so, you know, you got to make sure you're sending the right messages to your players, you're talking to them the way you need to, and you also have their back. And Dabo has always been good about having his players back. And I think that was a little bit of what that was yesterday. It was having his players back, but also having the programs back and what they built there. And, you know, but he's as frustrated as anybody. You know, I know the fans are frustrated and all this, but, you know, Dabo Swinney's not in this business to lose games. He's in this business to win games. And as, like he said, you know, we're going to win a couple more national championships here. You know, he said that again yesterday before he went on his spiel. And so I kind of took it like, you know, it's just Dabo's way, his own frustration came out a little bit with just people not, getting feeling that people aren't understanding what they're trying to do, and that, you know, it's not that he's not coaching and doing the best of his ability, or his coaches are not, or the players are not. It's just, you know, they're in a little bit of a slump right now, and they're doing everything they can to try to get out of it. That's kind of how I took it.
Will, is there any chance at all that some of that might have been a little orchestrated? Because in the last 24 hours, we've had folks talking a lot more about Dabo Swinney than we have Clemson football.
you know, Ben, not entirely wrong there. You know, I think it could have been. And again, it takes the pressure off his team, right, which Dabo is good for. He's, like I said earlier, he's got his players back. He always does and always will. And this does take a little bit of pressure off of him. People aren't talking about Cade Klubnik today, right? They're talking about Dabo Swinney's rant. The national media isn't talking about how Garrett Riley and the Clemson offense is underperforming. They're talking about Dabo Swinney's rant. You know, the national media is not talking about how the defense can't get off the field on third down. They're talking about Dabo Swinney's rant. So you're right. I think there is a lot to that, that he kind of went out there and maybe turned things around a little bit, got people looking at him instead of what they're trying to get accomplished, and take some of that pressure off his players and coaches.
Visiting with Will Vandevort here on the program. Speaking of pressure, you know, everyone's talking about Cade. Everyone's talking about the offense. I have paid very close attention to the way that Dabo has talked about the edge twice now. This is 2 weeks in a row he's talked about being soft on the perimeter, and he is talking about cornerbacks. He got a question about Brandon Strozer yesterday, and he called Ashton Hampton. I think Ashton Hampton was in the question. But he called out Ashton Hampton by name. He's like, yeah, he's giving up PIs and catches because he's poor eyes. And I actually think Dabo might be just as perturbed with the defensive side as he is with the offensive side right now. What's your gauge on that?
I 100% agree. He was quick last week in the press conference to say, hey, look, finally the offense has got it going, and the defense ain't getting off the field. You know, I mean, everybody talks about, I've heard some people say, well, the defense was tired and worn out. Yeah, they were tired and worn out for themselves.
Right.
Because the offense just had a 6-minute and 36-second drive. So, like, there was no reason for the defense to be tired at any point in those. Like, it wasn't the offense's fault why the defense was tired, is what I'm saying. It was the defense's own fault because they weren't getting off the field. You know, you start a team back, and Debo talks about after the drop pass, correct? From Westco, and then, you know, they get the punt, knocks it down to around the 9-yard line. You got to back up around the 9. Well, your defense's job at that point is to get a 3-and-out and kick the ball back to your offense, and you go down and score and put the game away, right? Take control of the game. Well, they didn't do that. They allow like a 5-yard pass that gives them to the 15. Then they allow like a 10-yard pass because of poor tackling on the edge, talking about Strozer. And then another one right after that. All of a sudden, they're at the 40-yard line in 3 plays. They went from the 10 to the 40. Now Georgia Tech can do whatever they want to on offense, and they did at that point. And you got them in third down situation in the next couple of plays, and you didn't get off the field. You didn't get it done. And so they go on a, what, 13-play drive that goes over like almost 7 minutes? Well, that's on the defense. Not even, nothing the offense did there. And I think that's what Dabo was kind of aggravated about, was that the defense really didn't do its job there and get the ball back. They ran 61 plays this week, Paul. That's with having a 16-play drive, a 8-play drive, and a 13-play drive. They only had 61 plays.
Yep.
Well, why is that? Well, because the defense didn't get off the field. Yeah, there was a couple instances where the offense, you had a couple turnovers early in the game, and then midway there in that third quarter, you had a couple 3-and-outs. And, yeah, that's on the offense a little bit. But it wasn't like Georgia Tech was just running it down their throat at that point. Georgia Tech had minus 4 yards total offense in the second half at that point. So before they got the ball and went on that long 16-play, 90-yard drive. So that's on the defense. And that's why he was talking about the perimeter being soft. And you've seen that, I think, you know, the last couple of weeks. And they got to get better play. And it wasn't just Strozer, and it wasn't just, you know, Ashton Hampton. I saw Jaden Lucas get run over a couple times. And I'm like, how are these 6'1", 2-inch defensive backs that weigh 200 pounds getting run over like they are? But they are. And they got to get better on that.
All right, so the issue with Clemson's defense has been getting off the field in long drives. Meanwhile, you have Syracuse, who leads the ACC, and I believe is among the leaders in the country. Let me check this real quick. Let me double check this stat. In plays of 20 or more yards, they're tied for third in the country. Only Texas Tech and USC have more plays of 20 plus yards. Clemson's only allowed 8 in 3 games. Mm-hmm. So it does feel like there's a little bit of a different challenge, right? It's not just, you know, giving up a third down so you're off the field 2 minutes and 20 seconds quicker. It's like, hey, let's not give up a 50-yarder here, because they're going to go fast, and if you get off the field, if you 3 and out, might take 30 seconds against Syracuse.
Yeah, what you're going to see Syracuse do, though, I think, Clark, is what we've seen the first 3 opponents do. And they're going to go back, and they're going to throw that little sideline screen. And that's going to be their running game early on. And they're going to do that over and over again because of the way Clemson's playing right now, and also because they don't want to drop back for too long, because – that Clemson defense front is hard to block. And so they don't want to give opportunities for the defensive linemen like T.J. Parker and Will Help to get to them. So they want to get the ball out quick. And I think you're going to see Syracuse do that this week. They're going to do the same thing. So Clemson's going to have to run up and make tackles, which they did a better job of for the most part against Georgia Tech in the short passing game. Georgia Tech was doing the same thing early on, and I think Clemson immediately was taking some of that away. And that helped Clemson there early on in the game. They're going to see that again this week. There's no doubt in my mind. And then that's what Syracuse is going to do that enough, and then they're going to try to go over the top. So, again, it's going to be about getting those tackles and getting off the field. You know, and that's what it's going to come down to, because that's the way until they do it, until they consistently show they can stop that and get off the field in 3 plays, this is how teams are going to attack Clemson from now on, because they don't want to mess with that defensive line at all. So they want to sit there and be ahead of the chains and be there in their third and short situation, so they don't got to worry about that defensive line. And so I think Syracuse is going to attack Clemson the same way this week. So how do you counter that, right? Well, you counter that with press man. Well, right now, as Dabo just said, I don't think he trusts his corners. And so if you're not trusting your corners, then you're not going to play press man like that much. So teams are going to continue to do that.
It's interesting stuff. It's interesting to think about. Let me ask this, because the texter says, can Willie V convince me that Clemson going to cover 17.5 this weekend? We actually talked about this a little bit ago with Notre Dame, that they probably need to look good, not just beat Purdue, but look good just for vibes. Do you feel like Clemson's in a similar spot? We're just, like, not just winning the game, but, like, for vibes, they need to look good this week.
No, they just need to win the game, man. This needs to be like an NFL game for Clemson. Just win it. Who cares about style points? You need a win, you know. And you worry about style points if you get on a win streak and you start putting yourself back in position to do things. Right now, it's about getting W's. I'm going to be honest with you. If I'm a betting guy, and I'm not, but if I'm a betting guy, I'd take Syracuse in the plus 17.5 all day long right now, because I just don't see, you know, Clemson covering that spread at all. Not with this offense. Not with the way they played. You know, Kwok, we heard, well, now they're going to play. They got done playing LSU. They're going to play Troy. Troy's not very good on defense. They should be able to do some things, and we'll see Clemson's offense get better this week. Didn't happen. Okay. Then the next week we heard, well, Georgia Tech, they have some issues on the perimeter. Clemson should be able to take advantage of that and should show itself a little bit better on offense that week. It didn't happen. So now they're playing a Syracuse offense that isn't a defense that isn't any good, and we think Clemson should be able to move the ball down the field. But you know what? I'm to the point where I'm like, prove it to me, because as Wade Wood has said last week, they are who they are on film right now, and they're a 1-2 football team that's not very good on offense. That's what they are. And I'm not going to go and say that, oh, Clemson's going to all of a sudden score 35 points and put up 450 yards in Syracuse. I got to see it to believe it right now with this offense. And so with that said, yeah, I'd say take Syracuse in the points right now. they're you know, that minus 17, I definitely would favor Syracuse to cover.
What about, you know, Dabo, and I listen, Dabo was on one yesterday, we know that, but he's walking out of the press conference and, you know, all of America is talking about what he said about my hat. I'm more interested in what he said before that.
About it, too.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's – it's hat gate, all right? Dabo's mad at Kwok's hat. He's mad at everything and everybody.
You can hear me and Alex on our podcast last night. We were talking about the hat, and you go back and listen to it. I'm believing Clemson podcast.
Look, I'm not shelving the hat. I think the hat is great. But what he said in the middle, and like no one picked it up, but he's like, "Hey, about Walker Parks, we're getting Walker Parks back. Might get Antonio back. I don't know." And I'm thinking, yeah. wait a minute. Can we nail that one down? I mean, that would fix a lot of problems right there. You can't just throw that one out and roll out of here.
I'm going to ask him tonight. How about that? What?
And you know what he's going to say? You know what he's going to say? He's going to be like, we'll put out an injury report on Thursday. We're going to do an injury report.
Day to day.
Day to day. Injury report. We're going to hide behind that injury report. But hey, when he's leaving, he'll be like, hey, what if we get Khalil back? I don't know. And he's going to walk out of there. Like freaking Looney Tunes, like Porky Pig walking out of a Looney Tunes skit or whatever. That's what it is.
If they can get Antonio Williams back this week, though, that would be beneficial for this offense, because I do believe Cade is struggling a lot not having his security blanket there. You know, Antonio is the best route runner of the receivers. We've seen issues with T.J. Moore and with Tyler Brown with running the correct routes and doing what not doing what they're supposed to. Those are things that probably don't happen if that's Antonio Williams running those. Nothing against those other two guys, because I think they're very good players as well. But we all know Williams is his safety net, and Antonio Williams does run those routes very well. And so maybe that is a big lift for this offense if they were to get him back this week. But we'll see if that is indeed the case.
Willie V, thanks, my friend. Always great to visit with you. I look forward to visiting with you bright and early on Saturday. Highly caffeinated and very energetic.
I'm going to go get those cocoa beans we talked about. That way both of us will be ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Just get a community one for the table, and we'll be nice and chatty for 3 hours. How about that? Thanks, buddy.
Would love it. All right, man. Talk to you guys later.
All right, sounds good. Will Vandervoort joined the program. Yeah, Dabo's just going to let that hang yesterday. What is that about? Stay with us. Hour number three of the program continues right after this.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing T-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
I'm having such a great time tailgating, but now's the moment to go.
Go where? The game's an hour away.
I need the porta potty.
Thankfully, that's never a problem at Death Valley, unless the lines are too long.
Little John Portable Toilets have been serving Clemson football games for over 25 years. Their toilets are orange, which gets fans fired up for the game, and they are super clean. They even have restroom trailers. Whether construction or special events, Little John is the go-to. LittleJohnToilets.com. That's LittleJohnToilets.com.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPM Farms, Butchery and Market.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Lennox in the air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
Hey, y'all. Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Has your credit seen better days? At Founders Federal Credit Union, they get it. Life happens. That's why they offer personal and auto loans that help you move forward with flexible terms and a team that sees more than just a number. You don't need perfect credit to start your next chapter. Visit foundersfcu.com or a local office today. That's foundersfcu.com or visit a local office today. Founders, helping you do life on your terms. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Find a way to cross and you're gonna get there. And I'm on fire today. Ain't no water here to calm or even put me off.
All right, we continue on here on Out of Bounds. Ben, am I a crazy person for trying to... Like, the Braves play at 4 or 5 today. Am I a crazy person for trying to figure out what's going to happen today?
You stay away. Just stay away.
Well, I mean, you know, this is...
We're on a nice little run here at the end of the season. Just stay away.
This is where I'm coming from. You know, I can't do anything with the Hurston Waldrop 5 1/3 with no strikeouts at Miami. I can't do anything with that. If Hurston Waldrop throws 5 innings today, he's going to have 5 strikeouts, right?
Just stay away.
You know, I'm just saying. I get a pretty good price on that if I go higher than 4.5 strikeouts. And then, you know, Brad Lord is a reliever, Ben.
Okay. Where can I do this stuff, Qual?
Lower than 15.5 pitching outs. And I put a few bucks on that, and I'm going to be a winner at Underdog. Download the Underdog app. Sign up with our promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/website/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org.
Speaking of baseball, I watched the majority of a boring Braves game last night, game two. Had a nice rain delay at the beginning. Simply because Chris Sale was that good. Man, that is encouraging to see him throw like he threw last night. And I watched all eight innings of him pitching a scoreless game, only to fall asleep and miss all five runs the Braves scored in the 10th.
You're allowed to score in extras? Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, somebody tell a Reds fan.
Some teams can. Illini J, thank you for letting us know the Reds are up 3-1 today. Our Reds.
Three-run homer by someone.
Spencer Steer.
Yeah.
Not in the lineup yesterday. That's how that goes. We also we have some interesting stuff going on for – it's not October. We have some interesting Tigers for Tata stuff going on this week.
Yeah, and just quickly, we're pre-selling the shirts this year because a lot of times you come and you buy those at an event or you wait till October 1st and then you don't get them, you know, till a week or so later and half the month is gone. Want to give you the opportunity to have those Tigers for Tata shirts all year long or all month long rather, and then you, as a result, you have them all year long. If you order them now, we will have those shipped and try to get them to you before October 1st. If not, it'll be really close. But you can go to tigersfortatas.com and order them. I personally think they are the best shirt yet. And I showed it to my wife last night. She agreed. So you can do that. Also, we are looking for auction items. And many of you sometimes in the middle of October, you know, will say, I've got this cool thing, do you want to auction it off? And timing wise it doesn't always work out. Now is the time to get in on that. You can also go to tigersfortatas.com and there's a link there to Amy who will arrange that with you. But if you have rental property, you know, any kind of cool experience, if you are a business that has a product or service that you want to donate, hey, we're going to talk about your company as we auction that off. And you're going to get to write that off on your taxes as well. So maybe you got, you know, some type of collector's item, sports memorabilia, et cetera. Anything like that would be great. You know, and we're looking for, not that we're not appreciative of everything, but looking for some bigger ticket items. So if you've got anything like that, think about that. You know, it is going to the All In Foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit, and you can, you know, also need to be thinking about taxes right now. So you can help yourself in that way and also donate something to a great cause, tigersfortatas.com. You can handle all of that, or you know what, even if you just want to text us here, I'll put you in touch with the right person.
Great stuff. I'm excited that we're doing this, and people are already excited about October, which I very much like. All right, one quick question, and we'll go to break, so we've got plenty of time for Hump Day headlines here. Ben, there are two Power Four football jobs that are open that opened on Sunday. As a matter of fact, these jobs are not great jobs, but they are open. So I ask you very simply, which job would you rather have, UCLA or Virginia Tech?
Oh, Virginia Tech by a long shot.
Okay.
Not even close.
Okay.
By a long shot. Virginia Tech at least has a fan base that cares. And here's what I really think is going to happen at Virginia Tech. They are behind the eight ball, and they're a little slow in getting collectives and all organized. They're about a year behind everybody else, if not more. Georgia Tech was in the same boat, how they funded their athletic department, mainly their football program, even before all this. I think having to make another coaching change, the same thing is going to happen at Virginia Tech that happened at Georgia Tech. In fact, Georgia Tech did not get serious until they realized they had to make a yet another coaching change. And then they were like, well, if we're going to keep paying buyouts, we need to spend some money on our program and make sure that we're giving the program and the coach all the support they need. In Brent Pry's case, not that I don't know that it would have mattered, but that is clearly an issue at Virginia Tech. So I do think there's going to be the support there that has not been in the past. At least that's what I have been told. In UCLA's case, it is an afterthought in Los Angeles. I mean, it is. People don't even know there's a team there. You are just a lame duck now at this point, and it's a shame to see, but there's just not a lot going on there. Listen, contrast that to Virginia Tech. That is still a great fan base that is the center of attention. They are the center of the universe in Blacksburg, Virginia, because there's not a whole lot else. So you ask me which is more attractive? Not even close.
I think it's Virginia Tech, too, because Virginia Tech actually has a legitimate recruiting base. UCLA doesn't have a recruiting base because their recruiting base is also USC's recruiting base. That's not your recruiting base. I think that makes it hard for UCLA. You've got the travel aspect of being in the Big Ten that we still don't really know the ramifications of long term. I would be really, really, really skeptical if I've got an opportunity to choose from both of those jobs, if somebody decides they want to go and travel that much and try to have some success. Now, I would say that part of the problem that both schools are going to have in hiring is that when you fire somebody three games into a season at programs that have not had success that recently, like Virginia Tech's played for a conference championship in the last decade, but they are bottom half of the ACC right now, and UCLA is what UCLA is, that you are trying probably to convince people who are not going to be enamored with the financial backing from the institution and are not going to be enamored with the salary package for head coach and or assistant coaches to take your job. That's just the bottom line. Like, you're firing a coach week three not because of on-field results. Not saying that on-field results didn't matter, but I'm saying the reason you would get fired this early in a season is because the vibes are zero. Because you're at rock bottom. If you're UCLA, that means you get trounced by New Mexico at home in front of tens of people. If you're Virginia Tech, it means you're down 28-0 at the half, and I think 31-0 at one point to Old Dominion in your state.
Yeah, Virginia Tech had to make a change now, because not making a change now would have further hurt your program. Because watching guys give up on the field is a horrible, horrible look. And I normally am not in favor of midseason firings. It had to be done. And listen, Florida might be the next one. I mean, because they're at that same point where keeping the current guy, even if you know you're making a change at the end of the year, you're only making things worse.
I think a loss to Miami is not enough, but the combination of...
What if it's a 45-10 loss?
That's
though?
It. And if it's an embarrassing loss, and this might be prudish, I don't know. I think when you're on the hot seat and one of your assistant coaches gets suspended three games for basically starting a pregame fight.
At least he showed some fight.
That's fair. That's true. They're willing to go down with the ship for Billy. I think that puts you on more of a hot seat because that's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that you're going to lose to Miami this week probably, and your running backs coach is going to be nowhere because he punched an LSU player.
Yeah.
Slapped, whatever you want to say. Both of these programs, by the way, UCLA and Virginia Tech, they're both going to look for sitting head coaches or people with head coaching experiences. I don't think anybody with a current Power Four job is taking Virginia Tech or UCLA.
We'll see. Listen, if you're Shane Beamer, you have to be contacted and you have to listen to that. I mean, you just do. Ultimately, I don't think he takes that job, but you have to, out of respect for the program. And he's got a lot of love for Virginia Tech, rightfully so. Like, you know, just like Alabama reaching out to Dabo Swinney. You have to do that, and I get it. I don't think – financially, I don't think Virginia Tech could ever do enough to get Beamer. But, again, you have to do that.
I agree. People ask about Chadwell. At Liberty?
I'm drawing a blank on South Florida Alex.
Alex Golesh?
Yeah. To me, somebody like that would be a great candidate.
G5 head coach that's not from Memphis. I've seen Ryan Silverfield's name. After the Justin Fuente experience, you're not going Silverfield, I don't think. I could see, like, the James Madison coach, Bob. Why am I drawing a blank on his name?
The one thing that person you can't do that you see the name Michael Vick. You can't do that. Just UCLA just tried that.
Exactly. Exactly right. I think Pat Fitzgerald Bob Chesney. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ben. I think UCLA should hire Pat Fitzgerald. I know he got fired at Northwestern for behavior and stuff, but he knows private school. He knows tough situation. He knows Big Ten.
I've heard worse.
And he's also getting a ton of settlement money from Northwestern, so you could go on the cheap, I think, with him. I think he checks a lot of boxes for UCLA. All right, let's take a break, and we come back. Hump Day headlines. Stay with us.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tatas shirt is now available for presale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping. Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool, and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing tight. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it cry. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, playing tight.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judsonville District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Sing my share of broken halos.
Final segment of the program. Thanks for joining us today. Talked a lot about a lot of stuff. Go and listen to the podcast every hour, podcast it every day, every show. RoarFM.com /podcast and everywhere you get your podcasts. We got a text. It says, I have an appointment with PhD Weight Loss tomorrow because of hearing it on your show. That's what we love to hear, Texter. You're about to start a journey to get your life back, man.
And let us know how that goes, too.
Yeah, keep us updated. We love getting updates on
that. We hear great things from anyone who goes and visits PhD.
And look, they're actually doing some interesting stuff right now because their metabolic reset system is changing people's lives. They want you to be able to get in at an even better, I'll say price point, but really you're just getting a bunch of perks in addition. Like, for example, they're going to waive your consultation fee. That's big. 2 extra weeks of the program free. Big. Covering the cost of the food during your program. Big. That's really big. And just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book free. But it's not for everybody. The guarantee and bonus package only for the next 25 callers. Just for the next few weeks, they're doing this. Call today, 864-644-1900, and mention code New Year. Hope the texter did that. Call 864-644-1900, code New Year. PhD Weight Loss, reset your metabolism, lose the weight. Keep it off. Ben, let's hear the camel.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ben, go ahead, my friend. I know you got a treasure trove over there.
I do. Quack, if you are an NFL quarterback, say Kyler Murray, for instance, and you are going to take a photo for your Instagram in a throwback Michael Vick jersey, what's the one thing or prop that you might should avoid being in that photo with you? That you just take a random photo?
No. He did not take a picture with a pit bull.
Yes, he did. You talk about tone deaf.
No.
Just at random, Kyler Murray, Michael Vick jersey, and his pit bull sitting beside him.
What
the heck are you doing, man?
What is happening? That's literally the only thing you can't do in a Michael Vick jersey is hold a pit bull.
You know, Kyler Murray's finally going under the radar a little bit. He does better when people are not talking
about
it.
That's a short joke, people.
And, yeah. It wasn't, but it should have been. Not tall enough to ride the roller coaster, but he's tall enough to insult millions with a just a tone-deaf photo. Like, come on, man.
Any prop. Any animal.
Any jersey.
Any jersey with a pit bull, you're fine. Any animal with a Michael Vick jersey, you're fine. But literally, you the Venn diagram involves one. It's like this much, and you're in it, buddy.
And you know now Coach Vick, Michael Vick looks at that, sees that online and goes, oh, bro, oh, Kyler, what have you done? Michael Vick knows you can't do that.
Exactly.
Kyler Murray, not so much.
Oh, man, that is unbelievable. Hey, have you been following the ongoing saga of the Kawhi Leonard no-show job? Do people keep reporting on this? Have you seen all this stuff now?
Yeah, no.
I mean, honestly, I think at this point, it's really just, I'm not even sure people care that much. It's really just journalists trying to out-journalism one another. But it continues to, like, we continue to find new stuff. Like, basically, Kawhi Leonard was asking every franchise for, like, a bunch of stuff that is not involved in the CBA. You know, the only reason I bring this up is not to even tell you the latest. Because the latest is they're still cheating. I think almost every single major, like, max contract, I think if the NBA digs too hard, they're going to uncover a massive, massive motherload of, like, illicit contracts that people have signed with fake companies and perks that are not under the purview of the salary cap. I actually, the more that this story uncovers, the more that I think this is standard operating procedure in the NBA.
I think you might be onto something there.
So that's all I really wanted to say about that.
Quark, I have a baseball stat. And I am disappointed in you for not. I'm disappointed in Timber Rafe because this is right down both of y'all's alley. Here.
Okay.
And I did not discover this. I read somebody else's work. Before yesterday's baseball game, the San Francisco Giants have redefined what it means to be an average sports franchise. Quark. As of yesterday's game, they had a perfect 500 record over the last 10 games. They had a perfect 500 record over the last 150 games. They had a perfect 500 record over the last 200 games.
Oh, my.
Over the last 222 games, Quark. Over the last 444 games, a perfect 500 record. And I'm just going to let you guess on this last one. In the last 500 games, you care to guess what their win percentage was?
500.
What a statistical anomaly that was. I mean, kudos to whoever figured that out.
You know,
a perfect 500 in all of those situations.
I'm going to need them to be a little south of that because they are tied with the Reds currently.
They won yesterday, I think.
They did. They did not. They did not win. I thought they did, but they did not. They have dropped four in a row to get to that statistical milestone. They just did
How
it for the number.
How crazy is that?
That's unbelievable. Did you see what Arkansas athletic director Hunter Yurecek said about following the rules? Now you would think that if you're a Hunter Yurecek, if you're an athletic director. That it would be probably good for business if you didn't publicly say, I guess we shouldn't follow the rules. They didn't even do that at SMU, Ben. They weren't even publicly saying, yeah, no, we're gonna keep paying people. This is Hunter Yurecek. This is he was in front of at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. He's in front of a bunch of Arkansas fans, and he's talking about he's basically talking about like the era of college athletics that we're in. He goes, let's all raise our hands. If you're driving down I-40 and the speed limit's 55, but you know a state trooper's not going to be out that day, how many of us are going to go 65? And, of course, they all raise right. their hand. And he says, so you have to decide as an athletic director, are you going to get out in this lane that you know you're not supposed to be in and operate without the highest level of integrity? Or do you want to stay in these two lanes? Now, Ben, like, we understand what he's saying in the real world is accurate. You can't say that as the AD in front of the freaking Little Rock Touchdown Club. You can't be like, is everybody good if we go 10 miles over the speed limit? Because the NCAA doesn't need an excuse to just pitch a tent right there in your campus and go, let's see how often you speed. Because if the state trooper knows that's your operating procedure, he's going to just watch your car, you dummy. This is ridiculous.
In Fort Myer, Florida, over the last couple of days, there was a gentleman named, well, his last name was Hansen. We're going to call him Hansen. Hansen was playing in a little four-man scramble with some buddies, and he is on the par three 14th. He started on the back nine. He's on the par three 14th. His buddy puts it 2 feet from the cup. So he wasn't even going to hit. And his friend says, you know, Hansen, you need to tee off anyway. Maybe you'll get a hole in one. Guess what he did? He had a hole in one.
Shut your mouth. No, he did not.
So,
that's awesome.
They play their, but there's more to the story, Quok. They play the rest of the round. He gets to, that was on the 14th hole. He gets to the ninth hole. Another par three. Hole in one.
No.
My boy.
No way.
Two hole in one in the same round. The odds are 1 in 67 million.
For me or for anybody?
1 in 67 billion for me and you. 1 in 67 million for a good golfer. Can you believe 2 hole-in-ones in the same round? The odds of the average golfer having one is 1 in 12,500, which
really?
Is actually better than I would have thought.
That is better than I would have thought.
Now that's a lot. Think about how much golf that is, though. I mean, that's a lot,
golly.
But still. But 1 in 67 million to have two in the same
million.
Round.
And he did it, man. He did it for the whole world. Florida man. This is a listener submission. Our friend Nick Roby sent me this. A wetsuit clad Robert. You know what? I'm going to do this in bro call voice. Breaking tonight, a wetsuit clad robber swam away with at least $10,000 from a restaurant at Disney Springs. Honest to God, if you're robbing Disney Springs in a wetsuit, that I don't know if that's like, if I'm super impressed or if you're just really desperate. It was closed for the night. This restaurant called the Paddlefish, a restaurant that looks like a paddle wheel boat, closed for the night. No guests were at the business. This guy literally puts on a wetsuit, and he robs the store. Deputy said the man swam to the restaurant just after midnight, took off his wetsuit, walked into the manager's office where the day's cash was being counted and put into a safe. He forced two employees into the corner of a room, telling them to close their eyes. This is like a movie script.
Close your eyes.
He took between
count to 5.
Yeah, count to 10. He took between $10,000 and $20,000 in 2 minutes. So the employees called 911. Deputy said the man did not show a weapon, and the man was not found. The investigation continues. This is a freaking movie script. Rob Disney World by water in a wetsuit. No word on how the cash made it from the water to land and how long it took it to dry.
What's this wet 20 here for? I don't know. Quok, do you know who Taylor Townsend is?
I do.
She's the number one rated doubles player in the world.
Yes.
In tennis. I don't know if you've seen this controversy, air quotes of controversy, around Taylor Townsend.
I have not seen it.
She was in a tournament in China and was at a really nice restaurant, apparently, and they had a buffet, and she does an Instagram story about the buffet. She was trying to be somewhat funny, okay? But she's talking about it included boiled bullfrog, stewed chicken skins, cooked turtle. There was something else on her. I don't know what it was. I can't describe it to you at all. But it looked disgusting. And she's making fun of, you know, if I eat bullfrog, do I get warts? It was clearly all in fun. Quok, she's gotten destroyed on social media. I mean, called a racist because she did not like the food served to her in China. And she's had to issue this heartfelt apology. Like, you think of the worst thing imaginable. That's the scrutiny that this lady's been put through.
Are you kidding me?
No. All because she, look, and I get it. It's a delicacy there. And she should have been more thankful and grateful for the opportunity and all that. Yeah, maybe just pass on the video. I'm sorry. If I sit down and there's bullfrog being served, I'm making fun of you.
Boiled,
I just am.
Grilled, and charred.
It doesn't make me a racist. It just makes me smart.
That's right. By the way, the fact that you said boiled bullfrog correctly is the most impressive thing that either one of us has done today. Because boiled boiled frog would certainly come out of my mouth. I'm going to throw this out there, too. The NFL, this I've seen this from Adam Schefter right now, is entering a multi-year deal with Crocs. Crocs. So you can get Team Crocs. And I don't know why that gave me just like giggling joy in my heart.
Team Crocs?
Team Crocs. Oh, yeah. So we go from, as the text says, alligator-infested waters in Florida to Team Crocs in the NFL. And everything in between. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow. Walt's up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.